Let's head on down to the clubhouse as we get to know the San Diego Padres with today's Player Profile on the Padres Radio Network.
Welcome back to another Player Profile with Brayden Suprenant. I'm joined by starting pitcher Matt Strom of the San Diego Padres. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be here.
So originally from North Dakota, haven't met a lot of people from North Dakota, let alone West Fargo, North Dakota. What was life like growing up for you in North Dakota?
You know, it was just, I'd say I had basic life or childhood. I mean, obviously with the weather up there, baseball wasn't year-round, so played many sports growing up, just whatever was going on that season, that's what I was doing.
How many people, when they find out you're from West Fargo, have to throw in a Fargo movie or a TV series reference? I'm sure that gets pretty old.
I'd say 90% of people, for sure, at least make a comment about it. So getting used to that.
You still reside in North Dakota. What can we find Matt Strom doing in his home state during the offseason?
You know, just this last offseason was the first offseason I wasn't there. Recently moved out to Arizona, but you know, most of my offseasons are a lot of outdoors. I enjoy hunting and fishing. Anytime I can get home. Most of the time in the winter now, it's ice fishing with my dad instead of open water, so I don't have that luxury going home in the off season.
Have you gone fishing out here in San Diego yet? Did you do any ocean fishing yet?
No, I haven't. I mean, definitely interested in it. You know, just haven't found the time, but once I get around to it, I'm sure it'll be fun.
North Dakota and San Diego are two drastically different places, climate, weather, you know, scenery, all that sort of stuff. How's your transition been so far adapting to San Diego?
You know, I've loved every second of it. Just the feel here in downtown San Diego, I love. The fans, everyone's just, I mean, they're great people. Kind of similar to what I grew up in. I mean, it's a city feel, but the small town vibe of just how generous people are and how caring everyone is around here is pretty nice.
We got a lot of young guys, a lot of new guys with this team, so not everybody has experienced the full San Diego lifestyle, but, you know, in your small time spent here so far, what's your favorite go-to spot in San Diego? Any place that part of San Diego you think is a great place to hang out?
I mean, I just go down there in the light district there and just whatever I mean, you can eat somewhere new every night. I don't think I haven't repeated many places, so I haven't found my spot, so to speak, but you know, I'm down for anything that's got tacos, and so I'm in the perfect city for it.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about the starting rotation. It's a young group of guys. You are a young guy, but you are the old man of the starting rotation. How is it, you know, being the savvy vet, if you will, with this young group of pitching?
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of the year, all five of us kind of sat down and we just talked, and I mean, I still have a lot of learning to do myself, so I mean, to these guys, I'm still learning from them. I mean, Patty and I talk changeups. I mean, that's a pitch I've been trying to find. And, I mean, we just talk with it, certain counts, what you look for on a hitter swing and stuff like that. But, I mean, I feel like all of us still, we still branch out to, like, Craig and Kirby in the bullpen there. They're still helping us out. But, you know, us five feed off each other. We learn from each other. And that's, I think, what makes us unique is none of us have that 5-6 years of experience here. None of us know what we're doing. We're still learning as we're going. And again, just to have four other guys in the same situation as yourself, whether they're 4 years, 5 years younger than me, it doesn't matter. But you know, just learning from them all, and I mean, that's what makes us tight knit.
So I'm going to take two things right here. I'm going to take the starting rotation and your favorite movie, The Sandlot.
Yep.
Go ahead. Give me a character for each member of the starting rotation. It's a pretty difficult question. It's going to be tough to think about. But what do you got for me?
Oh boy, I'm gonna go Joey as Yeah Yeah. I'm gonna go, I think Lauer would be Smalls, but I mean, he's athletic, so I'm not doing him any justice there with that. Maybe we'll go Margot Vicious as Smalls.
There you go.
We'll go Margot Vicious. I'm gonna give Lauer Porter. We're gonna give him that, just, you know, the red hair, you know, same thing. And then Paddock. Who would Paddock be? I think Paddock's got to be Squints. You know, just that's him for some reason. I don't know. Or maybe I'll go Squints. Patty could be Benny. Just, we need a Benny in there. But, you know, I flip flop them. I don't know. That's what I got for you.
All right, so we'll transition to your favorite TV show, and now we're talking about yourself. Give me a character on How I Met Your Mother that best describes you.
Best describes me? Ooh,
It's a tough question because Greg Garcia, I asked him about The Office, and he couldn't figure out a guy in The Office that best described him.
I feel like Ted's love life's nothing like my show, but, I feel like we got character similarities, but I'd have to say I go with Marshall. Marshall and I are more similar.
Oh, there you go. That's a good pick. Last thing I'm going to leave you with, you said you root for your fantasy football team. So what type of fantasy draft knowledge can you give the listener when it comes to strategy? You got a pick in the draft that you like? Do you got a spot in the order you like drafting? How much into this fantasy football are you?
Yeah, I'm big into I like to draft rookie running backs. So I was on Kareem Hunt his rookie year, and then Barkley. So that's kind of my thing. Is I like the young guys that are gonna do something. I'm a big, I go big or go home. I'll finish. They'll either help me or I'll be out early. So that's the way I like to approach that.
You guys play fantasy football here as a team or not? Or
yeah, we do. We get after it. We normally try to find an off day that lines up with the draft, so we can go the whole shebang, big board and live picks, do it all. So it's fun.
How much? And this question just popped up in my head because, I was talking to Mark Gavich about the Cavaliers and his Ohio stuff, and talking to Lucchese and Lauer and their rivalry they had with the Warriors and the Cavs for a long time. What is it like, playing on a professional sports team and interacting with people from all sorts of, the country that all have their own sports teams and stuff? You guys find time to watch other sports, and you guys talk some smack between each other when you guys have your loyal local teams?
Yeah, growing up there in West Fargo, just cheered mostly for the Minnesota teams. But, I'm not too much into any other sports. Like I said, my other sport is my fantasy football team. That's the way I go. I'm not necessarily locked in on a team for football, basketball, or hockey. I enjoy college hockey whenever I get home to be able to go up and watch UND. That's always fun. But, I'll just poke fun at Joey's Warriors just because it's Joey's Warriors. But that's about it.
There you go. That'll have it right there. Matt Strom, college hockey lover and all sorts of stuff. Thanks for joining us today on today's Player Profile.
Of course. Happy to be here.
That was an inside look at one of your favorite Padres with today's Player Profile on the Padres Radio Network.